Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 380, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
It's a chai latte day.
Oh, dears, it's a bit like not the most lovely weather outside.
No.
So it very feels chai latte-y.
I washed my sheets and towels and put them out, and they've been out for a few hours, and then it rained, and now it's not anymore.
Yeah.
So I want to put them back out again, but I know if I put them back out again whilst we record, it's going to rain.
Big time.
Yeah. It's just what happens.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato.
We have Henry here. He's busy watching Toy Story 1.
One. Mm-hmm. Mr. Potato.
I know a politician that looks like Mr. Potato. You just have to take off all of the features and then it looks like him.
Yeah.
Do you like Canada?
Yes. Cool. Who doesn't like Canada?
That's good because we've got a quiz about Canada and friends from there.
And friends?
Mm.
As in
not,
friends?
Not
friends?
Like our friends from Canada.
People
that would
from
be...
friends? Who are
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, golly.
No. Just people from Canada.
Okay. People we want to be friends with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, right. I would definitely say so.
Poof.
We've watched some stuff. I've watched, I don't know if you watched the thing that I watched. We were talking about.
I watched it.
Okay. So what we've watched together is not The White Lotus and Good Cop, Bad Cop, which I've also watched,
but we don't
need to talk about it, but it was good. The White Lotus was good.
It was shocking.
That
I'm
beginning.
Sure everybody's eyebrows went ding.
Beginning, I was
sky.
Like, oh, maybe that person's not the murderer or victim. And then I went, oh, okay, I see what you've done there.
Mm.
I see what you've done. Mm. But I have watched The Residence.
That's what I watched.
I really like it.
Can't wait
it.
To talk okay, about okay. it.
It's, yeah,
sometimes
I really like it too.
I get a little bit annoyed by the news.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to just get into it quickly? Why don't you announce it in a professional voice?
I'm smiling too much. No, I can't.
You can smile with the news.
Sure. And at this time, we are crossing over to the news.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
A Man on the Inside Season 2 is starting to get their cast up. And up together? What?
Up and running?
Up and running. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So you know how Ted Danson stars in Man on the Inside,
yeah.
that Netflix series? They did a series one, which was set in a aged care facility.
Yes.
And he had to figure out who had stolen, was it a necklace? I think it was a necklace. And so he went in.
As the inside man.
Yes, and pretended to, well, he was in there, but yeah.
You know it's going to be a good cast season two because Ted Danson is part of that like posse of people where they all go, we'll just hire each other because we know we're going to do
a
good job.
We know.
And we know you're going to be amazing and funny.
And I feel like you couldn't get more woman on the inside with the casting.
Mm-hmm.
His wife.
Easy.
Mary Steenburgen is going to be in it. Now,
she is such a good actress.
Favorite thing she's been in.
Parenthood. Yeah.
Yeah. But she's been in so many other things, and I'm pretty sure they've been in stuff together. Was she ever in Good Life? Was she in that at all? Would she have starred in that?
I feel like I want to say yes.
Yes.
And then there was something else recently I'm sure they were both in.
Hmm. There's no way of finding out. What that is. But the thing that we can look forward to is this second season. I didn't realize this, but they will be treating it kind of like an anthology series where they're not going back into that facility.
Mm.
Instead, it is going to be somewhere else. It's a liberal arts college.
But it's still Ted Danson.
Yes, same character.
I mean,
he's already been, like, the first season has happened in his world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like a whole new story where the other thing didn't happen.
No, so it's a little bit like Poker Face, where that does a different.
Yeah. Each episode,
it's not
though,
a world,
that was.
But a different story each episode.
Yes. Where is Poker Face season two?
It's coming out.
Okay, good. Because I feel like that was 5 years ago.
And they keep saying who's going to be part of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
so much.
The one person I think who's going to be part of it.
Is Mary Steenburgen?
I don't know, but that would be the best.
She was probably in season one.
Be the most amazing.
We can't remember because I feel like it was 14
years ago. 14
years ago. She will play a former musician who apparently factors heavily into the case that Charles is trying to solve. So that's very exciting. I can't wait. I really enjoyed that first season. It was Moore-ish. The episodes weren't super long.
I'm ashamed to say that I never got around to it.
You'll get into it. And when you do, you'll be like, yes.
But, you know, I really do love getting into a show just as season two is about to be released, because then I don't have to stop. I just go straight in.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Did you hear about the rumours that Nick Frost will play Hagrid in the new Harry Potter series for HBO? Now, we knew that John Lithgow will be playing
Dumbledore,
and now you've got Nick Frost. And I know that there was talk about people were saying, oh, but John Lithgow, he's not English. I was like, that's okay. He can learn an accent.
It's not impossible.
They'll probably be okay with Nick Frost because he is English.
Yes.
Playing Dumbledore. Hagrid. If you can think of an actor of note, like a big name actor who could take over
Dumbledore.
The Robbie Coltrane's Hagrid. It probably is Nick Frost.
Probably is.
I still remember him from Shaun of the Dead.
Have you, talking about like castings and things, have you seen the number of people that have been announced to be in Only Murders in the Building season 5?
Okay. There's something, and I think it happened from season 2 or 3. Was Meryl Streep season 3? I think she was season 3.
Season 3 and 4. Didn't she come back in 4?
Yeah. Yes. But there's something from that day, well, from that season, you were like, oh, okay, now the casting for Only Murders in the Building is an event in itself, in that you want to know, because every time they put a name out there, you're like, oh, my goodness, who did they get?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just have a little look at some of the people that they've had so far. We've spoken about Meryl Streep. Eva Longoria was in it. Kumail Nanjiani was in it. Eugene Levy. These are just people from previous seasons that I'm talking about. And I know the big name that you were talking about for the new season
is Renee Zellweger. Also, here's a blast from the past. Mm-hmm. Taya Leone.
Yes, that's right. Do you know, I don't remember what she was in originally, you know, that put her name out there. I just remember that she was married, or maybe still is, to David Duchovny. Isn't that funny?
Was she Dharma and Greg? Or have I got?
She wasn't Dharma. Dharma.
When is Buzz coming on the bed?
I think Buzz will come soon.
The Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I think Buzz Lightyear will come soon.
It's a good one to look out for, because every time they announce a new cast member, it's exciting.
They're getting some names, really big names, and you think, oh my god,
Oscar winners.
True.
They've got Oscar winners it's insane.
Many.
Hey, this was an interesting, not casting news, but a bit of movie news. Nintendo announced that they are making a live-action film for The Legend of Zelda. They're making a movie.
Really?
They've announced the date already, 26th of March, so 2 years away, because it will be 2027. I think that will be so much fun, because if you remember the Mario movie, was it from last year or maybe the year before, that was animated and they got some big names in there. But now if it's going to be live action, they've got to find people who look like Link, who look like Zelda.
True.
It's going to be interesting. That's all the news that I have for that one. It's just let's watch this space for that.
Nice.
I want to know who's going to be cast in that. We've got a Canadian quiz coming up for us very soon, but I want to know what we've been watching.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do it.
The Resident. This is so on Netflix. One season, I think, at least at the moment.
It is 100% going to get picked up for a second season. But where are they going to go next is my question. So this one is set in the White House.
Yes.
It is set all through the White House, but predominantly in the resident levels where the presidential family live.
Mm.
We don't really see the West Wing and the Oval Office and things like that, but we do see some more, I guess, official rooms where they would have balls or the state dinners, those sorts of rooms. But most of it is set within the residence Or do they call it the executive residence?
I'm not sure, but the whole time I've been watching it, I've been thinking this can't really be the setup for the White House because there must be security issues about showing exactly where
surely,
it is.
Yes.
So it must be made for
TV.
Yeah, which I think is even more fun that they could do that.
Yeah. I also think it's really fun that within the storytelling, it's almost like the camera comes out and shows the building as one of those architectural sets where
it looked really nice as well.
You're like, here's the room and that's where this room is. And on this level, it's like this.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. It has an Aussie twist in it.
I didn't even realize it had an Aussie twist.
It's amazing.
What happens is for some reason, I was reading an article that was about the scriptwriter, the guy that wrote it, just to see if, because I wanted to know a bit of background. I was like, are they Australian? Because there's a whole twist. But he wrote it like four years ago.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that they're talking about the American government annoying people overseas. Mm-hmm. Like, this is hilarious. And apparently they have created a toxic relationship with the Australians and they're trying to get back on the Australians' good side. So they're having a special state dinner at the White House.
Which none of the Australians want to be at or want to go to.
No. No, exactly. But it's funny because the entertainment, the guest is Kylie Minogue. And I kept thinking, is she going to be in it? Because it's talking about her a lot. Yeah. You can hear her music. And sure enough,
there she is.
She's in it. And what I thought was really funny, did you even get the little reference?
Which one?
Julian McMahon plays the Prime Minister.
Yes, he does.
His father was the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yes, he was.
That is hilarious. And another thing I really like is at least the main Aussie stars are actual Australians. Mm.
And you can tell the accent is...
It's a proper accent.
It's a proper accent. And the script that's been written for them to deliver in the Aussie accent is actually laugh out loud funny, the things they say.
Because it sounds like proper Australian.
Yeah.
Proper Australian in that they use terms that we would use. They say things like that. And that's why I wanted to go and look to see if it was made by an Australian. It's funny that we're talking about Australian accents because I'm listening to an audiobook at the moment called Wild Dark Shore and it's set down near Antarctica and it's got Australians in it.
Oh, yeah.
And each character has a different actor's voice, right?
Yeah.
And they're Australians, except for the man who's clearly English. And even though people not from Australia would be like, oh, he's doing a good accent. Yes, he is. But there's nothing to cover up all the little mistakes that he's making. If I was watching him and he was in some sort of series or movie or something, the fact that his accent is not quite right wouldn't matter. But he's just a voice in my ear pretending to be an Australian when he's not.
I know.
It's an Australian book. Why didn't they get an Australian to voice? Anyway, that's just a little bug. But that's not the case in The Residence.
However, in The Residence, it is about a murder mystery.
It is.
So someone who's quite non-political role, but a quite prominent role within the White House.
Mr. Winter, I think his name is.
Is found dead. And it's a bit like the Cluedo, found dead in this room with this murder weapon. And they bring in a consulting.
She's like a detective, but the police use her, but she's not part of the police
force. Not part of the police.
She's like a world famous, she's like your Sherlock Holmes.
She is, and she's dressed like that. She's perfect for it. The White House are having conniptions because someone in their camp has been murdered, but they're not bringing in. In 5 minutes. Do you want to put something else on?
Yeah. I love that, just a side note, is that Cordelia Cupp, I think the very first time we see her, she's out in the middle of the night, out in the grounds of the White House using binoculars, and you're like, what on earth is she, how's she supposed to look for clues in the dark?
Yeah.
She's not. She's...
bird watching.
Oh, what's the word for it? It's not twiddling. I can't remember. It's got a phrase. Yeah, but she's a bird watcher, so she's trying to tick list of birds off, which I think is really funny. One other thing I wanted to talk about was that the character Mr. Winter was originally played by Andre Brower, who was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was the chief or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And he filmed several episodes of it and then he passed away.
Did he?
So then they recast him with Giancarlo Esposito. So they had to refilm it all.
Yeah.
So that's why the dedication's to him.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He would have been perfect as well.
Would have worked just as well.
Yeah. What a great series. I'm nowhere near finished, but it's got there's a murder mystery, but it's got a comedic feel to it.
Very much so. There are laugh out loud moments.
It's very light. It's beautifully filmed. You can tell that the production quality is exceptional. And Kylie Minogue's in it.
Kylie Minogue. And I mean, she even makes a joke of it. She's like, I sang Can't Get You Out of My Head 7 times. It's just so funny.
And this was another thing, right? Julian McMahon, Kylie Minogue. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what they're?
Yeah. He married Kylie's sister.
Yeah, Danny, because they were both in Home and Away together.
Yeah.
Kylie wasn't. Kylie was in Neighbours. Therefore, if you want to look at the Neighbours and Home and Away law, the Minogues do not exist.
True.
They can't exist.
I wonder if there's going to be a few little one-liners with a neighbour or a Home and Away or something. I
really, really hope so.
Because clearly whoever has written this made it. They know their Australian law.
Oh, yeah. They've got an Australian consultant, maybe.
Yeah. Do this. Trust me. Just trust me. I can't even explain it to you.
Oh, so what else have you watched?
I watched, and I'm sure most people have dipped into this already, and it's also a Netflix production. It's called Adolescence.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, it looked full on. I wasn't sure if I could take it.
Adolescence. It is full on.
But you're loving it?
It's wonderful, for want of a better word.
Can you tell me what it is?
Okay. So it is, I guess, another sort of crime detective show. A young girl has been murdered. The show starts with the SWAT team banging on a family's door at 6 a.m. and arresting their 13-year-old son.
Whoa.
For the suspected murder of this young girl. Now, like the director and the creators of the show have said, we could have done a show about knife crime, we could have done a show about violence, about drug use, about, you know, families not coping, all of that sort of stuff. And they said, but we decided to go with this one, and it has a really poignant message of who is responsible for these things when social media is so huge that it is a beast onto ourselves that families can't even control it, schools can't control it, but it is the ideas that are happening in our younger people of what's right and what's wrong, and is the education system to blame? Is parenting to blame? Is the law and police all to blame? Put all of that aside, the thing that makes this show beyond amazing, that is wonderful, every single episode is a one-take shot.
Oh, wow, really?
So as the director said, they basically pressed record on the camera, and 1 hour later they pressed stop. And if you watch it.
Putting editors out of work.
Putting editors out of work. However, the amount of people that would have been put into work.
Yeah, right.
Because watching it, you are blown away about how a mammoth job this would have been logistics-wise to try and put it together. It's not done in one room or one house. I'm talking they're driving down roads. They're going from a house down the stairs through the front garden in a car, filming the whole car ride into a police station, walking down corridors. It follows characters leaving an interview room and walking to have a few minutes, getting a cup of coffee, picking up the coffee, going back. Every single thing is filmed. They had this production schedule that they wanted to finish in 5 days, shoot every episode, shot for 5 days in a row, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So they'd have 10 takes of every single episode. It has moments where I would love to see the behind the scenes shots of it, because all of a sudden the camera that has been following for an hour is suddenly giving you drone footage. So they have clearly clicked the camera onto a drone seamlessly and the drone takes you streets and streets away to another scene that you haven't yet had in this storyline. It's phenomenal. I know Netflix UK put out information saying episode one was they took take two and it was shot on day one of shooting. Episode two was take 13. Could you imagine 13 times and that's the one they took?
Jeez.
Episode three, take 11. Episode four, take 16. And these are not easygoing scenes. These are hard, harrowing scenes. You know, a psychologist interviewing a 13-year-old boy who is suspected of murder, that is not an easy conversation to have. And there's
16 times.
16 times it takes for an hour. And, yeah, there were some takes that were just thrown in the bin for whatever reason. And I know plays and things are essentially a one take. In one of the episodes, there are 370 extras.
Jeez.
Could you imagine?
You've got more than one for each day of the year if you wanted extras.
The logistics involved, it's a beautifully shot amongst all of the logistics and this incredible idea of one take shot. It's beautifully shot. It's a fantastic story, and I'd say don't miss out on it. Don't get disturbed by it being a bit too heavy because it's not. It's actually captivating.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I thought it looked really heavy, so I steered clear of it, and I was like, oh, I'm glad I picked The Residence because that seems
very, very different.
Very different. Speaking of different, mine is quite different as well. This one is on Foxtel or Binge. It's called Pamela's Cooking with Love, and by Pamela I mean Pamela Anderson. And it's a cooking show. And so she invites chefs over to her place. She has like this property. I don't know if it's really her property, but she's got this property on Vancouver Island.
And I think she does.
It's got a really like amazing garden, veggie garden and everything. It's
she's
really
Canadian,
cool.
Isn't she?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we've got the Canadian quiz later. But she invites chefs over to help cook with her. Or else she's like their cook, and what she does is she's got some friends coming over. Now, the funny thing is it's usually the same group of people, so I'm assuming that they do several in one day.
Too, like Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, exactly. And she's got it's usually one or both of her sons, Dylan and Brandon. They're, of course, grown men now, I'd say, probably in their mid to late 20s, I'd say that they are, and a couple of her friends as well, and then the chef also eats with them.
Nice.
And I noticed a few chefs were top chefs from the show. So you got Gregory, what's his name, like Gaudet, I think is how you pronounce his name. He was the Haitian guy. Yeah,
yes.
And Melissa King, I think she might have won. I think they both did.
Yeah.
I think they both. There are a few other people as well. You're like, oh, I think you might have been in it as well. It's so nice. She's so nice. Most of them are all like plant-based food. I think she's either vegetarian or vegan. I'm not quite sure. I'm sure she says it every single episode, but I didn't pay attention.
Looking at the food.
Exactly. The food looks really nice, and she's obviously really into cooking as well. She seems really cool. I love that there's a Pamela Anderson's renaissance going on, not just with this show, but also in films. And I didn't add it into our news because I had forgotten about it. But she's also been cast in another film, which is going to be filmed in, I think, somewhere on the Gold Coast in Australia soon. So that will be
nice,
really cool. It's not Baywatch.
I think she would stay so far. From any resurrection of Baywatch.
No,
she's doing her own thing.
Moved on.
Yeah.
Tenfold.
Yeah. She's like, I do no makeup, no hair. I go to red carpets. I put on clothes. That's
she
all
looks
I,
like a normal person.
She looks like a normal person.
She looks great. Look, I reckon that is the coziest watch that we've got for this week. Pamela's Cooking with Love.
Yes. Yes.
Would you say so?
Yes.
All right. So then I think we can probably go straight into the quiz because it's very Pamela Anderson related. It's called The Canada Quiz. Six questions, Canadian related.
Mm-hmm.
Pamela Anderson was born in Ladysmith, Canada. What's the name of the closest major city?
Vancouver?
Yes.
Okay.
Makes sense, right? She's now on Vancouver Island.
Well, that was all I was going for.
Mater.
On the Canadian flag, what's on either side of the red maple leaf?
Red stripes.
Yes. What do you call the blokes in the red uniform and the brown hat?
Mountain trooper? Mountain.
Oh, you're so close. Think nickname.
Yeah, I know. Mountie.
Yeah, Mounties. How many provinces are in Canada? So it's the equivalent of their states.
Does it have something to do with points on the flag? No. 8, 6, 7, 10. I bet you aren't. That's what the flag. I bet you there are 10 probably points on the flag.
Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Manitoba, British Columbia, Prince Edward Island, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and then Newfoundland and Labrador. That's good. Good name. Are there lots of Labradors there? Probably.
On the Mounties.
Yeah, on the Mounties.
Tell me.
What was the car? I don't know.
Not including Pamela, name five Canadian actors.
Stop. Okay. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. One.
I've gone blank now.
One.
Canadian. Mm-hmm. Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, I've totally gone blank. Who's Canadian? Oh, I've gone blank. Oh, give me a clue. Give me initials.
M-M.
Melissa McCarthy. No, I didn't think so. I thought she was quite American.
Wayne's World.
Oh, Mike Myers. Mike Myers, yeah.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Jason Priestley? Is he really?
Three.
You're right, it is three.
Schitt's Creek star?
The man, the girl, the man.
I've said his name already. The dad.
Yeah. I can't. Eugene Levy. When did you say his name?
Earlier when we talked about Only Murders in the Building.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously don't listen to a word you say.
Funny actor.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Do you want some honourable mentions?
Yeah, because I'm annoyed that I went totally blank.
Yeah, I was surprised. Michael J. Fox, Dan Aykroyd, Donald Sutherland, Seth Rogen, Martin Short.
Do you know, I'll be honest, some of those I didn't know were a Canadian.
William Shatner as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of people, lots of actors. They say Keanu Reeves as well. I didn't. Really?
I thought he was Hawaiian.
Same. Okay.
Maybe he was born in Hawaii like Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe. I've got one more question. How many seasons was Pamela Anderson in Baywatch for?
Three.
Five.
Five!
That's more than I thought, yeah. From 1992 to 1997.
I thought she skyrocketed really fast.
Yeah. But remember there were quite a few clones of her on that show.
Yeah.
It was like Pamela Anderson and the Pamela Andersons.
And I reckon all of her episodes were just repeated over and over and over again and we never saw anything else.
Absolutely. I enjoyed learning a lot about Canada.
Yeah.
Feel more like an expert. I could probably sit the citizenship test, I reckon.
You've been educated.
Mm, mm-hmm. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Oh, Canada. I don't know what it sounds like.
Really?